In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Ken Lundberg. As the Reuters news agency reported this week, Whirlpool Corporation is planning to lay off about 1,000 salaried workers globally. That information from an interview with Whirlpool CFO Jim Peters. It's not yet known how many of those employees are in the Benton Harbor area, and the company has yet to inform all affected employees. According to sources, however, those announcements are expected to begin early next week. As we've reported, the company announced the first round of layoffs in March, with the promise of a second wave to be completed by early May. The company is telling shareholders they'll find $400 million in cost cuts this year. Whirlpool has about 59,000 employees globally. It also reported a 3.4% drop in first quarter net sales. Whirlpool's stock has taken a big hit in recent days. They closed yesterday just under $95 per share. That's down 26% over the past year. In elections, there are several contested primaries for Berrien County elected office this August. Speaking Thursday, Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler announced she's seeking a new position.
It is with great pride that I announce my candidacy for the position of County Commissioner for the 12th District. I have been working for 30 years with the county in several positions, but my last 12 as County Clerk has given me a great insight into the day-to-day operations of the county.
District 12 is currently represented by Commissioner Michael Majerik, who will face Tyler in the Republican primary. Majerik is not the only commissioner having a primary opponent. Commissioner John Hinkleman will face Michelle Tooker. Commissioner Julie Werfel faces Christopher Petty. Commissioner Bob Harrison is being challenged by Richard McCoy. And Commissioner Mac Elliott will face off with Eugene Castro in the August primary. Meanwhile, there are four Republicans running for Berrien County Sheriff: Chuck Height, the current sheriff, Richard Briand, Roger Johnson, and Jason Long. Treasurer Shelley Weick is being challenged by Margaret Fife. Berrien County Drain Commissioner Christopher Quatrin faces challenges by Mark Krieger and George McManus. And once again, all of the above candidates are Republicans. The Berrien County Trial Court is taking applications for a new prosecutor. As we've reported here on WSJM, the court received a letter of resignation from prosecuting attorney Steve Perangeli effective June 3rd. The Michigan Constitution requires the county circuit court judges fill a vacancy in the elected office of prosecutor until there's an election. So the court has announced applications for the office of prosecuting attorney for Berrien County will be accepted until the close of business on May 17. Anyone wishing to be considered should submit a letter of interest with a resume and a completed personal questionnaire for the judges. The questionnaire can be found on Berrien County's website. The judges will later interview finalists for the post and make the appointment. The election for Berrien County prosecutors this November will feature Republican Amy Byrd versus Democrat Trevor Mevel. You're listening to the WSJM Morning News Podcast. Berrien County's seven senior centers have made great strides in improving their accounting practices over the past 9 years. CPA Linda Eli reported to the Berrien County Board of Commissioners on Thursday. She's been working with the senior centers during that time and has reported progress.
Together, a lot has been accomplished. The centers have made steady and continued progress. Each year, we look at different things, and my policies, basically, my philosophy has been if you make slow progress each year, circling back to things, then it's not such an overwhelming process. And by the end of the process, you've made substantial improvement.
Eli said the senior center boards have been more involved, meaning increased oversight, and there's been better communication between auditors and the centers.
There are now more financial professionals on each center's team than when we began this process. More professional bookkeepers at each center provide more financial oversight and guidance by a financial person that they have access to.
Eli said in the latest audit she found zero material weaknesses on average with the centers, whereas they used to average four. She's been working with the senior centers since around the time former Berrien County Commissioner Robert Woolley was convicted of embezzling more than $300,000 from the North Berrien Senior Center, where he served as director in 2015. A water and sewer rate increase has been approved by St. Joseph City Commissioners. City Manager John Hodgson tells us there are two types of rates, those for city residents and those for non-city residents in the system. Commissioners earlier this month approved a system-wide increase. This week's actions focused on the city rates.
City Commission considered rates for the city water and the city sewer, and they continued with the rate increases that were calculated last year, confirmed to be appropriate this year, which is 7% on the water side and 13% on the sewer side.
Hodgson says this rate increase has been planned as the city pays for its ongoing infrastructure work.
There's a great deal of work taking place on infrastructure. You see the road construction projects that are going on, and there's water and sewer work that takes place as part of that. In addition, there are some pretty significant expenses now and continuing for the future for lead water service replacements that are required by the state.
The overall increase for a typical residential account will be $3.24 per quarter for water, $9.88 per quarter for sewer. When viewed together with the system water rate approved last month, the increase in overall utility bills for city customers is about 8.84% for a typical account. Additional rate hikes will be needed each year for the next few years. The South Haven Steelheaders Association and the Michigan Department of Natural Resources have stocked the Black River with fish for this coming season. The Steelheaders tell us the DNR was in town this week to plant about 250,000 king salmon fingerlings in the river. They were placed in cages where for the next 2 weeks they'll be fed and allowed to acclimate to the water temperature. The fish will then be released for their journey to Lake Michigan. The six-month-old fingerlings came from the DNR's Wolf Lake Hatchery in Matawan. This was the second planting this spring, with another earlier this month stocking 25,000 steelhead fingerlings in the Black River. Berrien County Animal Control is rebranding. County Commissioner Jim Curran told colleagues this week the County Administration Committee has heard from Berrien County Animal Shelter Manager Ashley Herr about efforts to better market the department. Among other things, they're giving the shelter a new name.
She put together a list of suggested names, and their staff came up with three, and she gave us the one that they liked the best. The three that they came up with was Berrien County Animal Resource Center, Berrien County Animal Shelter, Berrien County Animal Services and Adoption Center, and the staff came up with the third one. That's the one they liked the best.
And while Berrien County Animal Services and Adoption Center is the recommendation, County Administrator Brian DeSette joked they should have gone with Berrien Animal Resource Center, or BARC for short. He said that's a missed opportunity. Curran said a resolution with a new logo for Berrien County Animal Control and the name change for the shelter will be coming soon for commissioners to review and approve. USA Today has nominated Silver Beach in St. Joseph as one of the top 10 beaches in Michigan. Berrien County Parks Director Jill Adams told commissioners on Thursday her staff was recently contacted by the publication about its recent poll.
The USA Today travel experts actually choose 20 beaches or whatever the case might be, and then they put that out to us to vote, to cast our vote and choose.
Adams said as of Thursday morning, Silver Beach was in third place.
The list of beaches is actually very incredible, so I would encourage you to go on and check out all the beaches that were nominated.
Voting continues through May 20th. We have a link to the voting page at our website, WSJM.com. One day down, two to go for the NFL draft in downtown Detroit. Fans from all over the country are gathering on the streets to watch the top college football players get selected. The draft zone, including fan interactions, are set to reopen at noon today. The second and third rounds of the draft are scheduled to start at 7 o'clock in the evening. More than 300,000 people are expected to attend the Detroit event. The city and state are expected to see an economic benefit of about $160 million. Thanks, NFL. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Ken Lundberg.